Chol hadak. Let's say the bird falls on fine sand, then lechashinin, we're not afraid because it's not going to hurt itself there. But chol hagas, let's say it falls on coarse sand, then chashinin, then we are afraid. What's going to be avik derochim? Let's say on the dust of the roads, then chashinin, then we're afraid that maybe we'll have a risk of evorim. What's going to be tivno the ovid bizaga? Let's say on straw. So it depends. If it's tied up in bundles, his tivna straw. The yovid bizaga, if it's tied up in bundles, chashinin, then we're afraid it maybe has risk of orim. Lo yovid bizaga, but let's say it's loose, it's not in bundles, then lo chashinin, then we're not afraid, maybe it'll hurt itself. What's going to be chit? Let's say it fell on wheat, or else for chol demayu, any other type of a grain, something like wheat. So chashinin, then we're afraid, yes, that's hard, then maybe the yovid will have a risk of orim. Let's say it falls on barley, for chol demayu, or anything like barley. There's also chashin, we're afraid. Kol mina kitnius, all type of, different type of beans, kol mina kitnius, is ein bemishim ristik evorim. We're not afraid of ristik evorim, we're not afraid it'll hurt itself. Levam min ruvya, the only thing excluding is that, is ruvya. Ruvya actually says that, like tulsa, not that type of a bean. The Stamos of Rashi said the pshats from kitnius are that since they're very slippery, you can't really pile them up, and therefore it doesn't make it that hard, therefore we're not frecheshed or risak evorim. Now, chintzo is ein b'mishum risak evorim. Chintzo, Rashi says, pishlis, it's machlikinein, they're very soft, and also they don't pile up. Some say it means of chickpeas. So it's chintzo ein b'mishum risak evorim. Chavtzi, Yeshba Mishum Risa Gevorim. But lentils, they do have a shiloh of Risa Gevorim. Klol de Nusa, what's the general klal over here? That Kol Mili de Masarik ain't by Mishum Risa Gevorim. Anything that's slippery, so slips away, doesn't really pile up well, then we're not afraid of Risa Gevorim. But Loi Masarik, let's say something that does not slip away, then it piles up well. Then yes, from a shumristic avorim, then we're afraid if the bird falls on it, it comes down a hard pack, and then we're afraid of ristic avorim. What's going to be dovuk? Let's say if a bird was glued down, it was dovuk. So Ravashi, Shari, Ravashi says it's muta, Amema also, Amema says it's also. So Kitz Ravashi says this bird was attached, let's say it was glued down to a piece of wood, and it started to fly with it, and then it fell down. It fell down, attached to this wood, and fell down on the ground. So, shall we afraid of risa gevorim or not? So that's the machlekes. So machlekes of Ravashi said, smut and amema says it's also. It means this, bechad gapo, if it's only glued, if only one wing was glued down, the kuliyam of lefliga dishori. Everybody holds it still, okay, since it's only one wing, it could fly well with the other wing, we're not afraid of risa gevorim. He pleaded with the machlekes betray gafi. It was glued down with both wings. Man, the yosa, the one that says it's awesome. Omaloch, hechi nekem. Listen, how could it get up? So it must have fell down with a hard fall. Man, the shori yomlo, the one that says it's mutasel, tells us, efshe de nekem, I ikve de gafi. No, it's still possible that I could make movements. But the joints of the wings, it can move. And the ikve de army, something like this, no. That betray gafi kuliyam lepliga diyosa. If it was tied, was glued down with both wings, everybody agrees that when it falls down, there is a chash of risik evor and became a trefa. Ki pliga with the machlekes bechad gafo. If only one wing of the bird was glued down to a piece of wood. Oman diyosa, one says also, kivan de behol le motzi porach, since with this one ring it can't fly away, is behol namal le motzi porach, with the other wing also it can't fly so well. So if what falls down hard, then it's a chash of risk of orim. The Yilchus of Oskam, Oskam of the Gemara says, betray gafi. Osir, if two wings were tied down to a piece of wood, and it fell down, then it hurts itself well, there it's a treifam. But the chad gafi shari, if it only falls down with one wing, if it only glued down with one wing, then we say it could still fly away, it could protect itself, and if it falls down, there's no chash of risk of orim. Now the next trait for the Mishnah says is Nishtabru Roitzalaseho. If the majority of its ribs were broken, that's also a trait for. So So Tana Rabban wrote like this, Elu hein roiv tzolois. What's considered the majority, like most of the ribs? So it says, Sheish mikan v'sheish mikan. If you have six on one side, and six on the other side, Sheish mikan v'sheish mikan. Or else, Oyachas ha-sorim mikan, v'achas mikan, or else even if you have 11 on one side, and one on the other side, that's also called roiv. And like Rashi explains, that there are 22 big ribs in the animal that has moyach, has the marrow inside it. So therefore, roiv of 22 would be 12. So therefore, either you have 6 and 6, or even 11 and 1, that's also called roiv, that makes it for treifa. Now, Omar Ziri says, Omach sin kalpe shedro. Like, what does it mean the ribs are broken? It has to be broken, the half of the rib towards the spine. It's not the part of the rib that's near the chazon, near the breast of the animal, but rather the half that's towards the middle, towards the spine. Over there it has to be broken. We're talking about the big ribs that have marrow inside it. And Rashi said there are 22 of them, so rove of them would be 12. Omar Ula Ba'azakai. Omar Ula. Ula says like this, that Ben Zakai, Yoma Ben Zakai says, Nekru Beroiv Tzadechod, Nishtabru Beroiv Shnetzdodim. Again, so Ula says over the name of Ben Zakai, that Nekru, if the ribs were uprooted, then it's enough to have Roiv of one side, just to have a six. Nishtabru, but let's say they're broken, not uprooted, then Beroiv Shnetzdodim, you have to have Roiv, we said 12. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Bein Nekru, Bein Nishtabru, whether the ribs were dislocated, like from a place where it's connected, whereas Bein Nishtabru was just broken, Roiv Shnei Tzadim, in both cases, only a trade from if Roiv of both Tzadim, means 12 ribs were broken. Omar Rav says, Nekru Tzela, let's say one Tzela, one rib, was dislocated, the Chul Yeima, and the vertebrae inside was also dislocated. Then it's a treifa. Even just one of them makes a treifa. So Amri lo Rav Kana Rav Asi le Rav. So Rav Kana and Rav Asi said to Rav, Nekru atzela mikan, v'tzela mikan, v'chuli kayem esmel. What's going to be that one rib, on both sides of the rib, it was dislocated. It was nekru, but just the chulya, the vertebrae in the middle was still there. Amri said to him, Gistru a kamriso. The gistru means that the animal was like cut in half. So Rashi says it's not only a treifa, but it's even a nevela then. So Rashi says why? V'arav nami gistru a koma. Even Rav that said it's a treifa, it's also it was cut like in half. So Rashi says ki koma Rav. When did Rav say that? Sela b'loi chulyo. Only where just the rib was broken, but not the vertebrae. V'hu tsela v'chulyo koma. And they were talking about that both the ribs and the vertebrae was broken. That's like a gistra. That's worse. That's come up like an avela. Smurah says no. What he meant to say was tzela v'chatzichuya. The rib and only half of the vertebrae was broken. That's what he meant to say as a treifa. Smurah says if so, mechal is a proof to Rav Kana Ravasi tzela b'lechu yamri. That they're talking about the treifas of just where the tzela comes out, just with the rib, without the vertebrae at all. The Omalu Gistra Kamriso, and of that they said back to Matzosa called the Gistra. I Vom Ula said that Ben Zakai, Yom Ben Zakai said, Nekru Beroiv Tzadechod, that if the ribs were dislocated, then Roiv of them on one side, six of them is enough. But Nishtabru Beroiv Shnei Tzadim, it was just broken, then it's on two Tzadim. So the Chu, you see, it's only a treif if roiv of them are broken, not just one. So how could you say with one alone it's called a treifa? So Mora says, Omoloch is like this, Omoloch, Hosom zeh shaloi kineged zeh. When does it say you have to have at least six of them? That's when they're all on one side. It's not opposite sides. Like it's not a complete rib that was broken. But Hosom zeh kineged zeh. Here we're talking about one complete rib like was broken on both sides of it. So one whole rib is broken off, that could be a treifa, even one. I've Omer Rav Yechon said, Beroiv Shnei Tzadim, וברוי שני צדות דמייף של לקיים אחד מנהיו, זה כנגד זה. ויוחן says, no, even נקרו הצלו, also you have to have רויב. Now, רויב means 12. Now, you only have 11 on each side. So if you have 12, it must be one of them is broken off completely. And still he says, you have to have, like, rife, it's not enough just one to be broken off. Smara says, Hosam buchno v'lo yasiso. Hocha buchno v'yasiso. So Rashi says, buchno v'yasiso means, klema, tsela uktsas chulia, the rib, and a little bit of the vertebrae also. So one did say, you have to have rife, that we only have just the ribs with no vertebrae at all. But when you touch on a little bit of the vertebrae, that even one whole rib on both sides could also make it for trefa. So the more yochi, so hainu the rav, it's the same aloch like rav. He didn't hear what rav said. That's what he said over the same aloch. For the gemara v'li boi minei kid the rav. Gemara asked, if they didn't hear rav's aloch, so why didn't they ask the same shail of rav? So it must be like this. Rav would have thought like this. Let me ask them one question. They say where both sides of the ribs are broken off. The parashon tarte from this answer will understand two halachas. If I only ask them about one rib, hanicha be good. If we say it's a treifa, if so, kosher and tarte, then for sure when two ribs would taken off. But iom along shef, we say that with one is kshera, akarte still tarte can be boiler. Still have a shal about two. Therefore, yes, Mishal, what's we with two ribs? But the Mori Hochi, if so, Hashtanami now also. The Koboi Minei Tarti, yes, about two ribs. So, Honichi Yamaluk Sheriff, we say it's Ksheira, so then Kol Shechen Choda. For sure, you would know the lock if only one rib comes out, that's still Ksheira. But the Yamaluk Trefa, we tell you, when two ribs come off, that's a Trefa, Akati Choda Mi Boilu. You still have the Shalah, what's going to be if only one rib comes off? So, what's the Sav that thought like this? And came to so, Mirsas Karosach, he would have got angry when he answered us. That if really Chad Treifa Tatimi Boy, like if the law is that one is really a Treifa, so we have a Kashiaka asking me about two, and I say two is a Treifa, he would have answered it back angry. And Vaka Omri law, Fulay Rosas, but now he answered it calmly. So Kivan de Kamalu, Kistura Karisa, and the Mur says no. Since he said back to him, do you mean to say Gisra, Haino, Rishia? That's the way he meant to be like angry. So for this, the fact he said, he asked me a question of two. That's a treifa, he understood that one is also a treifa. Therefore, he asked the shala, what's going to be a locha? Both sides of the ribs come off, and from the way he answers, he would know the locha both by two and by one. Omar Rabba, Bar Rav Shelo, Omar Rav Masno, Omar Shmuel, Nekro, Tzela, Meikro. Let's say one rib was dislocated from the ikur, the gugola, like from its socket, that's one halacha. Then the gugola is the skull, shenech b'sab ruba, most of it like was shattered, ubosar achoifes reva keres, and the membrane, the meat that covers up rova the keres brubai, that's a treifa. All these things make it for treifa. Now, nekro tzela mikro is treifa. So what are you telling me now? That if the tzel of the rib was dislocated from its socket, that's also called a treifa. If so, Rimino, have a question. It says, Kamo chisorin v'shedron. How much does a shedra have to be missing that it does